live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, voting has been taking place on Donegal's offshore islands today in the local and European elections. Police in Derry are appealing for information on the whereabouts of a teenager missing from her home in Mahoramasin. There's been another incident of an outboard motor being stolen from a boat on the Donegal coast, this time from Inver. And the Donegal County Childcare Committee is calling on the government to step in. A serious concern is raised over the growing waiting list for childcare places in the county. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin. But first in news, the Minister for Finance is warning of the increasing risk of Britain leaving the EU without a deal. In the UK, a new House of Commons leader has been appointed after prominent Leave campaigner Andrea Leadsom quit the cabinet in anger at Theresa May's Brexit policies. The British Prime Minister is meeting her cabinet today as pressure mounts for her to step down. She's expected to outline when she will leave office during crunch talks with a group of backbench MPs tomorrow. Minister Pascal Donoghue says Ireland needs to continue preparing for a no-deal Brexit.
But we can all see and we're all aware of the strain and pressure that is building in the UK, and we now have to be very mindful of what the consequences of that could be on decisions that the British government could make. From an Irish point of view, we will do all that can be done to be ready for it, but this would be an unprecedented event to see a country of the scale of the United Kingdom leave the European Union.
Voting has been taking place on Donegal's offshore islands today in the local and European elections. Voting has already finished on the county's smaller islands. Meanwhile, in Northern Ireland, the electorate are also taking to the polls to vote in the European elections. Police in Derry are appealing for information on the whereabouts of a teenager missing from her home in Mahoramasin. Police say they are concerned for the whereabouts of Serena McDermott, who is believed to have left her home sometime overnight. She is described as being approximately 5'5" in height with long dark hair. Police say she may be wearing white Nike trainers and dark jeans, and say she may frequent the waterside area of Derry, specifically Tesco's and the Crescent Link retail park. Anyone with any information on her whereabouts is asked to contact police on 101. The Taoiseach says a personal injuries claim by a Fine Gael TD is a matter for the courts. Maria Bailey is suing the Dean Hotel in Dublin after she fell off an indoor swing at the property. She's claiming negligence on behalf of the hotel. Taoiseach Leo Varadkar has rejected claims it undermines the government's campaign against claim culture.
Well, this is a case before the courts, and I think it's important that we allow the courts to hear all of the evidence and then make a decision. And I trust the courts to make the right decision in that regard. But on the wider issue of insurance, this has been a priority for government. We've brought in a lot of actions to help reduce insurance for everyone. Motor insurance is down about 25% from the peak in 2016, and I believe will fall further.
There's been another incident of an outboard motor being stolen from a boat on the Donegal coast, this time from Inver. The engine was taken from a boat owned by fisherman and retailer Seamus McHugh, who says there were six stolen from the local pier alone over the past year. It's thought the engine was taken sometime between midnight and 3:30 yesterday morning. Speaking earlier on the 9 till noon show, Mr. McHugh told Greg Hughes that because of the tidal nature of Inver, he cannot get insurance. He added that money has been set aside for CCTV cameras, but they haven't been erected because of privacy concerns.
There is a lot of red tape involved regarding people going down the pier basin and stuff like that. Insurances won't cover you because the tide leaves the boat. If the boat is in the water all the time, they will cover you. But I inquired about insurance before when the other engines were taken, and once I mentioned that the tide left the boat, they didn't want to hear telling me. Like,
all along the coast, there's been engines lifted. You know, there's been engines lifted in Mullinasole and right up around that coast. So we can't put cameras everywhere either. I just don't know how we're going to get to the bottom of this problem, how we're going to fix it, because it's going to happen again.
Them guys there come down there now, like, and they're stealing my engine. Like, them guys could have, sure, they could sell that off for €2,000. They have €1,000 each for the night, like, and maybe they'll go to some other place another night and go some other place another night. Like, them boys are making big money out of it. Like, I had a friend down in Brooklyn there. He lost 3 engines in the space of a year. He lost 2 in the space of 6 weeks. These guys are not afraid. The funding's there, has been granted, as I say, but we couldn't put it up because of this red tape. And like, these guys know that, and that's why they're targeting these places. Like, them guys drove down past houses. They just go down. The last time that they stole the two engines in the one night, there was a wake on that road, and they drove down past the wake house and stole the two engines and gone. So, like, there's no fear in them, like.
16 people have been arrested as part of a major Garda crackdown in crime gangs in Drogheda, County Louth. 30 searches of homes were also carried out under an Operation Stratus Day of Action earlier. Shane Beattie reports.
Since Operation Stratus was set up late last year to target crime gangs in Drogheda, Gardaí say it's had successes in tackling drugs and firearms offences, petrol bomb incidents and criminal damage offences. Today, Gardaí in Drogheda arrested 16 people and carried out 32 searches. 30 searches were carried out at houses where 14 people were arrested for outstanding warrants. All have been brought to court. A further two men, aged 23 and 19, were arrested on suspicion of the commission of criminal acts in the Drogheda area in recent weeks. The 19-year-old has appeared before court. The second man remains in custody. Gardaí also seized five vehicles and issued 35 on-the-spot penalty notices for road traffic offences.
The latest report from the Western Development Commission has revealed that people in Donegal are travelling further to work. A study of census data by analysts at the WDC suggests the county's larger towns such as Donegal and Letterkenny are continuing to draw workers away from smaller towns such as Ballybofey, Stranorder, Bombeg, Ballyshannon and Killybegs. It also shows a rise in the number of cross-border commuters and that the county has an ageing workforce but an increasing number of female workers. Donal Kavanagh has more.
The Western Development Commission's latest study on 2016 census data shows a decline in the number of resident workers in five of Donegal's eight labour catchment areas. The analysis suggests larger towns are continuing to draw workers from smaller towns in the county. Donegal's workforce is described as ageing, with fewer under the age of 30. That's been attributed to higher levels of third-level participation. Another key finding shows there are more women working, with Carndonagh having the highest percentage of females in the workforce at 55.3%. Manufacturing has been shown to be a particularly strong source of employment, accounting for 27% of the workforce in Killybegs. Meanwhile, there's a rise in the number of Donegal workers cross-border commuting, with the Derry catchment area amounting to over 5,000 resident workers in 2016. That's up 10% from 2006.
Deirdre Frost is policy analyst with the Western Development Commission.
What is clear from the report generally and with regard to Donegal is that more people are travelling further for work. So more people in 2016 were travelling across the border to Northern Ireland than did so in 2006. And this is true even though both periods were characterised by economic growth. So arguably there was employment opportunities back in Donegal, but people were still travelling further. What's also true is that more people from living in Donegal travel even further, for example, to Dublin. So across the region, we're seeing higher numbers travelling to work in Dublin than would have travelled to work in Dublin back 10 years earlier. And this, we think, is in part because of better transport links, although maybe Donegal still needs more improvement in that, but also it's a legacy from the crash whereby people could only get employment in Dublin and have yet to find appropriate opportunities closer to home. So in the WDC, we'd be looking for obviously improved employment opportunities for people who live in our region, as well as obviously enabling those who want to travel further to make sure the infrastructure has improved and allows for better commuting times.
There were 27 people awaiting inpatient beds at Letterkenny University Hospital this morning, 10 of them on emergency department trolleys. That's a rise of 11 on yesterday's figure. Nationally, the INMO says there were 395 admitted patients awaiting beds at hospitals across the country, the highest number 63 at Cork University Hospital. Thana Creashel trial has heard one of two boys accused of her murder was rearrested after new material came to light during the Garda investigation. He and his co-accused deny murdering the 14-year-old Kildare schoolgirl in a derelict farmhouse in Dublin just over a year ago. Our course correspondent Frank Rainey has this report, which some listeners may find distressing.
For the past few days, the jurors have been watching the first five interviews conducted with Boy B following his arrest. His account of his movements and recollection of what happened on the day Anna Criajal went missing changed a number of times during those interviews. He changed the location within the park where he brought Anna to meet Boy A, and he also admitted being in the abandoned house where her body was found 3 days later, despite repeatedly denying being there in his initial interviews. In his fifth interview, he told Gardaí that he saw Boy A put his arm around Anna before flipping her onto the floor. Once Anna was on the floor, he claimed Boy A got on top of her and started to choke and undress her. When Boy A looked at him in the doorway, he claimed he sprinted away. The jurors heard he was rearrested on July 7th last, and they're now being shown the three further interviews that took place afterwards. Frank Gwaney at the Central Criminal Court.
The Donegal County Child Care Committee is calling on the government to step in as serious concern is raised over the growing waiting list for childcare places in the county. Urban areas of Donegal are said to be worst affected as parents are struggling to access full day care for the children. Efforts are underway countywide to increase capacity and encourage new providers to the market. Newly appointed manager of the Donegal County Child Care Committee, Trish McLaughlin, says while there is a strategic plan in place in a bid to tackle the issue, full daycare is becoming a severe problem.
Definitely within the urban areas of Donegal, I suppose we have, earlier this year we did a survey of waiting lists within Letterkenny, and there is 262 children aged 0 to 3 on waiting lists within the town itself. There'd also be concerns around Ballinasloe, Buncrana, any of the urban areas. There is vacant places, but obviously more rural areas would have less demand. But within the urban areas, there's definitely a concern that there's not enough waiting lists. Even with regards to the free preschool year, Donegal only has the capacity to cater for 62% of that age range, 3 to 5, where parents are entitled to 2 years free preschool before entry into primary education. So, yes, it's definitely a concern.
And what can be done to tackle it going forward?
I suppose the tackling is going forward. We'd be looking for the government to step in with, we'd be looking for community providers to open up bigger full day cares, and, we'd be looking for the government to look at it.
And in terms of getting those providers, maybe even encouraging new providers to come on board here as well?
Yes, we would be encouraging now with the new national childcare scheme. I suppose we would be looking for more providers to come on board within the urban areas. Yes, definitely. It's getting services to provide the full day care, I suppose, that is necessary. We need the 0 to 3 range. The two free preschool years have meant that for services, that's a guaranteed income, and it makes them sustainable. It's much harder to have sustainable services with the earlier years. So with the guaranteed income of the ECC rooms, that's where we're losing the full day care.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, now stocking the new Liverpool jersey.
It's 14 minutes past five and time for the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. Starting with soccer, and Republic of Ireland captain Seamus Coleman says the current side can put their recent poor record with Denmark behind them. The 5-1 defeat that cost Ireland a place at the 2018 World Cup is sandwiched by a trio of scoreless draws. But Coleman says next month's Euro 2020 qualifier in Copenhagen can be approached with a lot more confidence.
We need to, get at them, get in their faces from the start, and, don't let their quality players play, which is easier said than done. But, we've got a great group of lads in there, and we have full belief, and it's a very big game for us.
Wigan, they've released Republic of Ireland midfielder Darren Gibson. The 31-year-old played 18 times for the Latics last season, but they've opted against offering him a new contract. Elsewhere, Naby Keita is unlikely to be fit for Saturday week's Champions League final. The Liverpool midfielder is training with the squad and Marbella this week, but manager Jurgen Klopp concedes Keita is some way off being fully fit. However, Roberto Firmino seems bound to play in Madrid, as he's likely to be training fully as soon as tomorrow, having missed the last three games of the season. And Paris Saint-Germain president Nasser Al-Khelaifi has been charged with corruption. He's been under investigation since March over the bidding process for the 2017 and 2019 Athletics World Championships. Doha won the right to host this year's championships, having missed out on London in 2017. Investigators are looking at a pair of $3.5 million payments made by Al-Khelaifi, one of his companies owned to a sports marketing firm. On the pitch tonight, locally, in North West Women's Super League, there's three games down for decision. 7 o'clock's the kickoff. Kildare, they play Bonagie. Fannett play Swilly, and Lagan, they play Greencastle. Gaelic Games captain Dermot O'Connor has been restored to a Mayo side for Saturday's Connacht football semi-final with Roscommon. The Ballintubber man missed the quarter-final win over New York through injury. Elsewhere, Chris Barrett and Michael Plunkett, they replaced Colin Boyle and James McCormick in defence. Roscommon manager Anthony Cunningham is stuck with the same 15 that defeated Leitrim a fortnight ago. Well, our future game on Sunday is the Ulster Senior Championship quarter-final, where Donegal head for Brewster Park to play Fermanagh. There's no new team news yet from either county. Fermanagh go into the game off the back of a solid league performance. Manager Rory Gallagher says preparations have been going well ahead of their championship opener.
Good, you know, we kind of talked about lots of 2 weeks off, and look, no more than in Donegal, there's in club games, but that's par for the course. We would feel that preparations went really well. You know, we've been honed in on Donegal from probably a long way out. The draw was made, and you know, refreshing the memory was the Ulster final. And maybe, you know, while Donegal were very good on the day, we would feel we didn't do ourselves justice. A lot of that's down to Donegal as well. But you know, there's a huge levels of motivation there, and look, we've seen in the league game it is easy for us to be very motivated by it, having, you know, maybe been spanked, you know, very comfortably in the Ulster final. So we've got to channel that all and try to get a big performance now on Sunday.
Fermanagh manager Rory Gallagher there will have full coverage of Fermanagh against Donegal on Sunday Sport. Moving on to golf and a European tour this week, it's the Made in Denmark event being played in Farso in Denmark. And two Irish players two shots off the lead. They're Paul Dunne and Michael Hoey. They both shot three under par rounds of 68 today, as I say, leaving them two shots off the lead, which is held by five players on five under par: Paul Waring, Matthew Southgate, Alejandro Canizares, Eduardo Molinari and Tom Murray, all shot rounds of 66 today. On the PGA Tour this week, it's the Charles Schwab Challenge. It's taking place in Fort Worth in Texas. It's early stages of this event. Teeing off later on this evening are Graham McDowell and Seamus Power, but leading the way currently is Tony Finau. He's on 5 under par through 12 holes. That leaves him one shot clear of Chesson Hadley, Roger Sloan and local man Jordan Spieth. They're all on 4 under par. In darts, Derry's Daryl Gurney stands between Michael van Gerwen and a potential fourth Premier League title in a row tonight. They meet in this evening's semi-finals at London's O2 Arena. The other semi-final pits former world champion Rob Cross. He's up against James Wade. And in snooker, world number one Ronnie O'Sullivan has threatened to skip snooker's high-profile tournaments next year, including the World Championship. The five-time world champion says he'll sit out all three of the Triple Crown events, the Masters, the UK Championship and the World Championships, due to his dissatisfaction with media commitments. O'Sullivan says his relationship with World Snooker is now a broken marriage and that he only wants to play three or four tournaments in 2020. And Lewis Hamilton has dominated second practice ahead of Formula One's Monaco Grand Prix. The Mercedes driver was fractionally quicker than his teammate Valtteri Bottas, with Ferrari's Sebastian Vettel over a half a second back in third. In cycling, Eddie Dunbar has claimed third place in today's 12th stage of the Giro d'Italia. The Cork rider came home narrowly behind stage winner Cesare Benedetti and second place Damien Caruso. In his first Grand Tour, Dunbar is up to 28th in general classification. Jan Polans is the new wearer of the leader's pink jersey. Finally, for this evening in cricket, a game taking place in Brady today. It's an inter-provincial over 50 over match. The North West Warriors are up against Leinster Lightning. Leinster Lightning batted first. They got 271 for 5. The North West Warriors are struggling. They're 114 for 5 off 33 overs. Well, that's all your sport for this evening. The next sport here in Highland will be after the 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. For the moment, it's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And returning to some news, Gardaí say even low-level involvement in Dublin's drugs trade could be enough to get people killed. The warning follows the death of two men within 24 hours in the north of the city. Jordan Davis and Sean Little, both aged 22, were shot dead in separate murders in Darndale and Walshestown. Both men were friends, but Gardaí aren't linking the two incidents at this stage. Dublin's most senior police officer, Pat Leahy, has made this appeal.
We're seeing young men, they're only just after coming out of their teenage years, and all of a sudden their lives are taken unceremoniously. So what we'll be saying in relation to that is, please, folks, we're really, really appealing to the young people that are out there at the moment, not only in our city of Dublin, but across the country. Please do not get involved at any level with the drugs trade.
And Derry City and Strabane District Council has put out a last call for nominations to a new arts and culture partnership body. The partnership will oversee the delivery of an ambitious arts and culture strategy for Derry and Strabane, encompassing the period from now until 2024. John Kerr is the council's arts and culture manager. He says this strategy is intended to build on the legacy of Derry's term as City of Culture and extend that out to the entire region.
Going through the consultation process for the strategy, one of the things that came across quite clearly was the confidence that had been established as a result of 2013, that a lot of the organisations, a lot of the artists, a lot of the practitioners had gained a lot of confidence from what was a very successful year. So really this strategy is kind of building on the crest of that wave and sort of saying, wait, that has been a successful year. Things have maybe got into a little bit of a lull in the meantime, and it's how we really kick on from there.
You're really looking to get right across the spectrum from practitioners and artists right through to audience members and consumers.
That's a very good point. Yeah, that's exactly what we're looking for, because really when you look at the arts and culture sector, I mean, everybody consumes culture in one way, shape or form or another. So what we're trying to do when we're looking at how we're actually going to deliver the strategy is have as broad a base as possible when it comes to that oversight. So we are looking for people not just from the cultural sector, but also from the business community or for the community sector, or even those that would consider themselves to be avid followers of culture that would be audience people, just to sit on our co-delivery group in order to keep us right, to keep make sure that we're honest to the strategy, to make sure that we're delivering the objectives that we have set out.
For weather now, staying calm for the rest of today and generally dry also. Whilst it will be rather cloudy, some sunshine will break through. Relatively mild and humid this evening with highest temperatures of 14 to 17 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, voting has been taking place on Donegal's offshore islands today in the local and European elections. Voting has already finished on the county's smaller islands. Meanwhile, in Northern Ireland, the electorate are also taking to the polls to vote in the European election. Police in Derry are appealing for information on the whereabouts of a teenager missing from her home in Mahara Mason. Police say they are concerned for the whereabouts of Serena McDermott, who is believed to have left her home sometime overnight. The latest report from the Western Development Commission has revealed that people in Donegal are travelling further to work. A study of census data by analysts at the WDC suggests the county's larger towns such as Donegal and Letterkenny are continuing to draw workers away from smaller towns such as Ballybofey, Stranorder, Bumbeg, Ballyshannon and Killybegs. And there's been another incident of an outboard motor being stolen from a boat on the Donegal coast, this time from Inver. The engine was taken from a boat owned by fisherman and retailer Seamus McHugh, who says there were six stolen from the local pier alone over the past year. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Thursday evening, the 23rd of May. The death has taken place of Jim McCain, White Hill, Killygordon. His remains will repose at his residence from 8 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Saturday afternoon at 1:30 for service in Dunamore Presbyterian Church at 2 o'clock, followed by burial in the family plot in the adjoining churchyard. The house is private, please. Family, friends and neighbours welcome from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place in Glasgow of Jim Ferry, Mary Nelly Billy, Mina Quing, Gwydor and Glasgow. His remains will arrive at his brother Eamon's residence at Mina Quing this evening at 5:30. Funeral from there on Saturday morning at 10:15, going to St Mary's Church, Derry Beg for 11 o'clock funeral mass, with burial afterwards in the family plot in Maharagadan Cemetery. Rosary nightly at 9 p.m. The death has taken place of Anthony Mitchell, 387 Ardbeithan, St Johnson. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:20 for Requiem Mass in St Bathan's Church, St Johnson at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Ruth Barr, 3 Lizone Green, Buncrana. Her remains are reposing at her residence. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 9:15, going to St Mary's Oratory for 10 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in Cockhill Cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. The death has taken place of Jim Elvin, Greer House, Clare, Donegal Town. Funeral service in Donegal Parish Church at 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoon, followed by burial in the Glebe Cemetery, Donegal Town. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Donegal Community Hospital Patients Comfort Fund, care of George Irwin Funeral Directors or any family member. The house is private, please. And the death has occurred of Sarah Porter, née Evans, Main Street, Lifford, formerly of Carrickmore, St Johnson. Her remains are reposing at her late residence in Lifford. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 10:15, going to St Patrick's Church, Murlock, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Paramedics Ambulance Service, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member, or Kelly Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m.